Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, welcome to New Life Live. This is Larry Sonnenberg. I'm sitting in for Steve Arterburn today, and I'd ask you to pray for Steve and his family. Steve's on his way to Texas to attend his Uncle Charles' memorial service and funeral. So his mom and his aunt are grieving, as is the rest of the family. We just might say a prayer for them today. I'm blessed here today because I'm sandwiched between two brilliant women. One is Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, it's great to be with you too.
And Dr. Alice Benton.
Hello. And folks, we want you to know we've been praying for you too. We're really looking forward to your calls and to helping you today.
Yeah. So we'll be here 2 hours. Give us a call, 800-229-3000. A couple of stuff that I just want to talk about to try to clear up later on me coming in and interrupting the program and asking for money. We've talked about it on radio before, but I want to bring it up again. We're going to be doing an auction online. It starts on Monday, the 23rd of September, Monday morning, and it will go for a week and end in the evening on Monday the 30th. We have a lot of things that we're auctioning off, and if you go to our website, there's a you can click on a link and see all the items on the web. Not all the items. You'll see a sampling of items. There's still some left to be added to the list, but there's a lot of things that we are doing. I mean, we have a brain scan from Dr. Raymond. We've got water skiing in a private lake. We've got coaching from Chris Williams. We've got some jewelry, a couple items of jewelry. We have weekends at some vacation homes that people own in Lake Tahoe and Seattle, Washington, and in Flagstaff, Arizona. We've got a couple of sailing opportunities, one out here on the West Coast on a 77-foot sailing yacht, the other one on a 45-foot sailboat back in Newport, Rhode Island. We have other coaching opportunities with one of our board members, with Sherry Keffer, with Steve Arterburn. We have Milan Yurkovich has donated his guitar.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We have three sculptors, a John Wayne sculptor that's sitting in our office
here.
It's beautiful. It's been here for years.
It's absolutely beautiful.
And I'm going to cry when it leaves.
I know.
And two others that one of our board members is an accomplished sculptor. And he did the bust of the Apostle Paul, and he did John the Baptist. And so those are special. We have a lot of camera equipment. We've got a camera plus lenses. They're all being looked at separately. Take a look. It's an amazing thing. A friend donated those that was simplifying his life and just said, I don't need these anymore. What would you do with them? Well, we'll auction them off. He said, great. We've got a 20,000-card baseball collection. We have a deer hunting experience, a day on a family farm, camping experience. It's great stuff.
The list goes on and on.
Yeah, so I just want to encourage you to be a part of this. And like I said, to bid, you need a credit card or a debit card, and your card will not be charged until the winning bid. The winning bid, if you have the winning bid, your card will be charged.
And I want to personally invite you both to my house, because yes. One of them I'm having,
thank
whoever
you.
Wants it, you're going to have dinner with me, Kyle, and some of our hosts at my home.
That's
I'll cook
right.
you a home-cooked meal.
Ooh.
We have a little ocean view, and you know what? It'll be so fun to all be together. So that's one that, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, Steve did some artwork. I mean,
it's amazing what we're doing.
It's going to be fun, but we want to raise money so we don't have to come to the mic and interrupt the program and say, we need your help. So we're going to come back and take some calls. You hear the music. I will ask for some support during the program, but this is the big deal for right now. We'll be back right after this.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to go to the phones. Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Alice Benton here to take the tough calls. We are going to talk with Peggy in Washington, D.C. She listens on WAVO, one of our great stations. Hello, Peggy. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to make a real quick question, and I might hang up as I'm driving or whatnot. But I've been married for about 5 years. We have a 4-year-old daughter, and I've come to find out within the last like year that my husband is a cross-dresser, and he's a rather new Christian of only 3 or so years. And we're separated now in different households, but I'm trying to figure out how to navigate those waters between being a co-parent with him, even though he says he won't do it again. I do think it's something that he can't not do again unless he gets a lot of help. So I was just wondering if you have any thoughts or resources from you on how to kind of co-parent with him. It's something I don't want my daughter to come in touch with, so just curious.
And Peggy, have you asked him to get professional help for what he's struggling with?
Yes, I have, and we've been counseling, and that's come up in the counseling, but he's now saying, well, he's not going to do it again. It's over, and it's like I'm not sure if that's denial. I don't know what that is.
You're right. You're right. It is denial. And what's interesting is I think the reason he might be struggling is because you discovered it, right? Now, did he bring it to you, or did you find out about it somehow?
I found out about it, and then, of course, he lied about it, and I wasn't sure because I didn't see any proof, and then I started finding things, and then I actually found the clothing, and then I actually saw photos.
Okay, bless your heart. How are you doing with all
that?
How are you doing with all
that? It's pretty bad, but, it's our second marriage, my second marriage, so, I mean, I'll get through it. I know that God is with me because God has shown me so much of what I needed to see to figure out this puzzle. I just felt like something hasn't been right.
I know.
And so he showed me. And so he's got me. I'm just worried about my 4-year-old, and I don't want her. I just don't want her to see that. She's just 4. I don't want her to see her daddy as a girl. Now, he says he'll never do that, but I don't really believe or trust him in that way. So,
well, you know why?
Really know.
You know why? Because you're in reality, and he's not.
Right.
Yeah, and so often when a piece, this is called a discovery, right? And he's struggling sexually, right, with his identity, and this is a way that he is acting out his struggle. And so often when somebody is found out, in a way that is, you know, that he didn't tell you about it, right? He didn't consent and say, hey, Peggy, I'm going to cross-dress tonight and I'm going to go out and I just want you to know about it. It was hidden and you discovered it. Thank God, right? You have this piece of information. Yeah. It kind of lines things up. But this idea he has about I'm not going to do it again, when somebody gets to the point that they're cross-dressing, they're in deep. This isn't something they just do to try something out, right? This is not a little kid putting on his mommy's high heels, right? This is a grown man who has crossed some lines sexually, and he's in trouble. But getting caught, there's a tremendous amount of shame that he's experiencing right now, and that needs to be addressed. And I know we got guys that come to Every Man's Battle who have struggled and struggle with cross-dressing. And it is so scary for them to bring that into that community of men as people, as the guys are unpacking what it is that they're sexually struggling with. But in that community of other men that are being honest, you know, it's exposed. It's brought into the light, and they begin to get accountable instead of just kind of promising they'll stop when they don't. Larry, you...
Yeah, I wanted to say that Every Man's Battle, number one, it's a no-shame zone. So guys might be reluctant because they think, well, I don't have a porn issue, or I'm not having an affair on my wife. They might not think they fit what Every Man's Battle is. But they do, and the guys rally around one another regardless of what the situation is. We have guys coming struggling with same-sex attraction, and all the other guys that don't have that, they just love on each other. And so it's a safe, safe place.
He definitely needs that.
Yeah. Because the way that we can help him be the best daddy or the safest daddy sexually for your daughter is to be the best person he can be, for him to really address. He's new in his faith. He's three years in. And so for him to meet Jesus in that place and begin to address the hurt that is causing him to struggle.
That's what I wanted to emphasize.
And let me just, he's telling me, and I don't know, that it's not sexual, but is that really, I mean, are we looking at something that really, that sexual, and in the face of it, that there's no way it can't be sexual?
Well, the pain that he had that causes him to do this isn't necessarily sexual. But that's what he can discover as he goes to group and hears the message that's presented in the general sessions. He'll start to understand what it is that caused him to turn to this for help, for his relief.
And I think sometimes with that shame that's coming up in him, it's easy for him to deny or minimize the sexual potency of cross-dressing, right?
Right.
It's a struggle with his sexual identity. Now, he may be what's called egosyntonic, and that's a word that says, hey, I'm not struggling with this. I'm okay with this. I just didn't want you to find it. Or there's some people that are ego-dystonic. That means the inside, they don't want to do it. And we don't know that, right? Because we're just talking about him. But he needs to really address that, because you're you're dystonic with it. You're not okay, and you feel unsafe with this part of your marriage and with your daughter being around that. Alice, you have any thoughts?
Yeah. Well, Peggy, I'm wondering, as you're looking to safeguard your daughter, how much is your husband seeking her out, and is he respecting your worries and your boundaries that you're trying to set with him to keep your daughter safe?
He gets mad or upset because he doesn't feel he's unsafe for her. He gets really mad. Like, I would never dress around her. I would never do that around her. And so I watch very vigilantly her demeanor towards him as far as just being her daddy, and I don't recognize any kind of weirdness but or anything like that. So I do really keep an eye on that.
And Peggy, is he trying to reconcile? Does he want to keep the marriage together?
Oh yes, he wants to keep the marriage together.
Do you have any? You're not sure if you're going to reconcile with him.
That's right. I don't know. Okay. I mean, this is just like the tip of the iceberg thing. So there's lots of stuff.
Peggy,
prior,
it's,
but there's
it's
just too much.
It might not be coincidental that Every Man's Battle Workshop is in Washington, D.C. in October. And it might be not easy for you to convince him to come. But if you make that conditional on some things, we have a lot of guys come that don't want to be there, that they're there because their wife insisted, and if they don't, they're done, or whatever reasons are given. But guys come there angry, closed, not wanting to be there. But the defenses come down right after the first session.
And Peggy, you have some leverage that can be used for the good of the possibility of your marriage and the good of your daughter, because he wants to reconcile with you. So I want you to be really cautious not to move back in together or not to give in, especially if he refuses to continue counseling. And setting up Every Man's Battle as something that would build a bit of trust with the trust that's been broken would be a gift to your daughter and actually to your husband. Lastly, I want to add, I think the enemy is deep in on this, and other folks that I have worked with cross-dressing. It's a spiritual battle as well as whatever pain he went through, particularly with his mother. And so gathering a prayer team, both to protect your daughter every time she's with her dad before and after, but also a prayer team for your husband's soul, because I think he's in a spiritual battle here.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I was just going to say something about Every Man's Battle, so it's left me. What book should we send?
I'd love to send her my book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. And I, if we could be so generous to send her Worthy of Her Trust
for
him. So it's kind of a great package.
Yeah, it's a perfect set.
Be strong. Insist on him coming to that workshop. It will make a difference, I promise. So thank you for calling, Peggy. Let's go talk to Willard. Willard's on line 2 from Temple, Texas, listens online. Hi, Willard. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Yes, my name is Willard. I live in Temple. I have a friendship with a very special woman. She is separated for the time being, but she and her husband are trying to work things out. We both feel that Christ is in our relationship. She moved in about 5 months ago, and literally I feel like Christ put her in my path to help her and maybe help me. And like I say,
are you married, Willard?
Yes, she is married.
No, are you married?
But she's no, I'm not.
Okay.
But the problem is we have a lot of people here that think there's something going on more between us than there is. But we have a great relationship, great respect for each other. We're not going to cross the line. We go to church with each other. We study.
What's your relationship with her husband like?
Nice. I mean, I've met him twice, and it's been really nice and everything. He knows them. I'm watching out for her, and there's some things I cannot discuss. But it's just that.
And Willard, you said she moved. Willard, excuse me. You said she moved in with you.
No.
You said Christ moved into their relationship.
She moved in where I'm at, where I live.
Okay, not in the same home.
Her own place. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Huh?
Okay.
You what?
You're saying we heard that she had moved into your home.
No. She moved into where I live, into the same apartment complex.
Okay.
Same building.
And you have an emotional intimacy, you were saying.
Yes. We spend a lot of time talking, and we go places together. We go to church together and everything.
Willard, is she trying to reconcile with her husband?
Oh, yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Do you know what, Willard? You're making that very hard on her.
Yeah.
You know why?
I am.
Yeah. You're a very kind man. I can tell that. But let me just be really honest. You are the fountain of life that makes her not want to go back to that dark well. You are giving her the emotional support
that he should
Yeah, that he should be. And so you are in the way, my friend.
Yeah.
And I know that's not what you want to hear. You wanted to call us because I love your vulnerability. I got to say kudos to you for bringing this complex story problem. But she will not, and I am a woman and I know this, she will not be able to focus solely on restoring her marriage as long as you are feeding that, as long as you're that bountiful fountain. She can't.
Okay.
You're giving her what her husband needs to be doing right now.
And that hurts. And you breaking off that relationship with her, as intimately as it is going to hurt. But it's something that you need to do.
Willard, does she have children with her husband?
Yes, they're old. They're older.
Okay. So Willard, your description of it, even though Christ is in the friendship and you sense his presence, it does sound like a dating relationship, despite that being your intention. And we're warned, I think this is from 1 Thessalonians, we're warned to avoid the appearance of evil. And your relationship may be sending the message to her husband and to her children that you are more intimate than a married woman should be with another man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard when we're caring for somebody.
Yeah,
but you know,
is.
The Bible says all things are lawful, but all things are profitable. This is not profitable for her right now, nor is it profitable for you.
Okay, we'll be back right after the break and just wrap it up real quick. So hold the line.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Everybody wants to be happy, but the problem is so many of us are stuck in the struggles of life and weighed down by our past hurts and mistakes. If you want to learn how to become a happier you, join us for this year's Life Recovery Conference.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here, and a lot of times I hear people say, you know, recovery just isn't for me, I'm not an addict. Well, actually, recovery is for everyone. If you're struggling in any area, you don't have to be an addict to do better when you surrender and take the steps to a happier life.
12 Steps to Happier with speakers Steve Arterburn, Dr. Dave Stoop, Chris Williams, Becky Brown, Jack West, and Amanda Anderson on Saturday, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine.
Come join me and our team of speakers for a day filled with wisdom and practical help.
12 Steps to Happier, October 5th at Mariners Church in Irvine. To register, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or visit liferecoverygroups.com. That's 1-800-639-5433 or liferecoverygroups.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back, and Sherry, you've got a final word here for
Willard.
Yeah,
you know, it's just so complicated, these relationships. They're messy, but you know, when you really have clarity and the three of us step back, we have the ability to step back, what's happening with Willard right now is an emotional affair mm-hmm. with this woman. She's not unmarried. There is a line there. There's a vow. She's not wrapped up this other relationship. And so many of us in the heat of a painful marriage can cross the lines and call it a friendship when really, if you look at it, it's an emotional affair.
Well, you know, I think he maybe knows that instinctively or psychologically, because why else would he have called?
I know. If he didn't I bless feel, his heart. Yeah. But yeah, he's kind of like, what is this? People are looking at me. And we're not, you know, we're just trying to help assist Willard and others who are listening, because this has come my way over and over again in relationships where there's been a lot of hurt and pain. And they talk about it like a friendship. But when it comes right down to it, it's in a deep emotional connection, which is an emotional affair as long as that person's still married.
Last thought, Alice.
Willard, we hope that you'll share this, the recording of this call, with your friend.
Great
because
idea.
The best way to love her, holy love, is to move away from her and to protect her marriage. And Willard, we think that would be the best way for you to do that would also be looking into your relationships with men and investing in those relationships to help bolster you, as it will be difficult to lose her friendship.
And it means not just stepping back, it means cutting off. I mean it, because a lot of times that emotional affair, you'll just feel like, well, I'll just check in once a month. That's okay. No, you need to draw the line, cut it off, and at some point down the road, reevaluate. But not now, why she's married.
So what should we send Willard?
We'll take your life back.
I think that would be a good thing, too. All three of us.
Okay, take your life back, Willard, coming to you. Thanks for calling us. Let's talk to Mary. Mary's from Woodbridge, Virginia, another WAVA listener. Hello, Mary. How can we help you?
Hey, I have my daughter's friend who she convinced to move into my house. And both daughters have tried to help her. And she has many, many relationships with guys. She used to be a straight-A student in high school, and something happened, and it turned a switch, and now she can't stay with one guy, and she's not taking showers. She's not washing her clothes. She's got a smile on her face, but we all know that there's something wrong, but she won't go for help.
So you have... your daughter's living in your home and her friend is living in your home?
Oh, yeah.
Is he a male friend? Is he a male friend or a female?
No, it's a girl. It's a girl. We'll call her Alice. She told my daughter she's been with over 100 men. She's 23.
Bless her heart.
And it's just, I know that she's just sick, and she's a sweetheart, and I want to help her. Nobody knows how to help her.
Mary, give us a brief description of the nature of your relationship with her. Do you have a motherly role in her life?
She has been friends with my daughters. I've had conversations with her before, nothing serious. But we've told her, you know, we love you, we'll help you. She lived with me before, too. She lives there. And then she's gone at different houses every night. You know, we told her, no, you got to stay here. Oh, yeah. And then it's the lies. There's so many lies about where she's going. She lies to everybody about what she's doing.
And Mary,
to help her.
Does she bring some of the men home at times to your home?
No way. No, she wouldn't dare.
So what she's struggling with is sex, love, and relationship addiction. Mm-hmm. And so you have got someone who is struggling with a sex addiction, a female, in your home. And so the idea, I can hear how helpless it feels. It's like there's nothing anyone can do, but actually there are resources. In fact, there's more and more women that have been caught up in pornography and caught up in sexually acting out. It's like they're trying to use their bodies to get the love that they're looking for. But it's not love, it's lust, but they're hungry for that. And so there's a book, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's called No Stones, and it's a book that's helpful for women that are caught up in the sex addiction part of it.
Yeah. No, it sounds like she has the addiction, but does she seem happy living in her addiction? Is she struggling wanting out of it herself yet?
She does. I mean, she always, she's anytime she comes over, she's got a smile on her face. She's laughing. And, you know, I thought that the sexual addiction came from a childhood, you know, the family. Her parents are amazing. They're really kind. Her dad's a firefighter.
Right, right.
And
but
a
lot of
any dysfunction.
But you don't judge a book by its cover. You know,
yeah,
I often say on the radio here, your behavior is telling on you, right? And her behavior is telling on her.
Right.
The book No Stones, When Women Redeem from Sexual Addiction, is by Marnie Fairer. And she's got a treatment center called Beside a House. If you look that book up and look her name up, she has a whole treatment center for women like this young lady that's living with you. She needs intervention.
Yeah.
And your home may need protection. Your home and your daughter may need protection, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
So, Mary, just hold the line. We're going to break, and we'll be back right after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change. Yeah, that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. Alice, you have some thoughts for Mary.
Well, Mary, as you're trying to help her and she's refusing and she's lying to you, I'm concerned that allowing her to remain under your roof without being willing to get help could be enabling this problem and allowing it to flourish and possibly, God forbid, influence your daughter. And so I'd ask you and your husband to take this to prayer, but to think about linking whether or not she'll get help with your willingness to allow her to live under your roof. So we love you. We want to help you. We care about you. And you're welcome to stay with us if you're willing to get this help.
And Mary, the other thing, Sherry mentioned an intervention could be in order. An intervention is nothing to take lightly, and it's not something you should do by yourself. If that interests you, if you want to learn more about it, we can help you with that. We have an interventionist or two that do really good work for us, and I would ask you to consider that. I'd like to send you the book. Well, I'd like you to look for that book that Sherry mentioned. The title again, Sherry?
It is No Stones, and it's Healing Sex Addiction, and it's okay. For women who struggle, and BesidaWorkshops.org is, it comes out of the pool of Beside, that phrase,
yeah.
That's, there's Christian base, faith-based place that works with women that struggle.
And if you do go to buy that on Amazon, go to smile.amazon and list New Life as your charity of choice. If we can get more and more people to do that, it brings some money back to us. But I want to send you also Understanding and Loving a Person with Sexual Addiction for you to look at and read, maybe help you understand some of these things. Thank you for calling, Mary. Just so sorry for what you're going through. But I think God's using you, and you called for a reason today. Okay, let's talk to Cindy. Cindy's in Portland, Maine. This is on Sirius XM. Hello, Cindy. How can we help you? Are you there, Cindy?
Hi. I have been... Can you hear me?
We can now.
Hello?
Yes, speak loudly. We can hear you.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm sorry. I have been with my husband for 39 years, 35 married, and he struggles terribly with sexual addiction, primarily pornography and younger women that he works with in our family business. I grew up in a terribly dysfunctional home, and to me, he just seemed like he had it down. I've been to Women in the Battle in 2016, and also he has been to Every Man's Battle. The final straw was we just employee sued us. And he is in...
I wonder we're losing her. Maybe she can give us a call back when she's not driving or whatever, but we can just shout it out. You know, I think that's probably one of the most disappointing parts of this sexual struggle is, you know, I love what we do here at New Life. We've got amazing workshops. Oh, and as a sounding board, right, as a kickoff place, they're meant to really give you a ton of tools and support, and yet what happens after, right, in those days and weeks and months ahead is as equally as important. Because it's so easy to go back into denial. It is so easy to stop the work. It is so easy to get out of support and out of ongoing recovery and therapy. And you think it goes away.
The workshops are it's the beginning point.
It is.
They're not the solution. People come to the workshop and they can find what they need to do. They can find the source of their pain. But it's the beginning of what they have to do to make it all work.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so those of you that are listening, if you want to come, right, to one of those, it's a great place to start because so much is gained in a three-day weekend. But maybe she can call us back and ask a question once she's not driving.
Right.
But any thoughts? We see so many people who come and continue in the work, and they're now 5, 6, 8, 11 years post-recovery. And so it's possible to heal.
Yeah.
Cindy, I think about Sherry's book because it talks about the shock and the trauma of betrayal trauma. And your feelings can get lost in the mix as you're just trying to survive and keep your business going. So to have this additional pain of being sued by the woman I think your husband crossed boundaries with, I hope that you are taking time to take care of your heart as well, because this is just devastating to your heart and mind and soul. And you may need to seek legal protection also of what options you have to protect yourself from what your husband's actions are resulting in.
Yeah, it's so painful. I wanted to mention one thing. So I'm not going to mention names here for protection, but y'all know the couple that I'm thinking of who her husband also had a lawsuit in their office, and that was what rattled their cage. Mm-hmm. It was that lawsuit, $145,000 or whatever, that woke them up to how far they had gone.
Serious, it is.
But that couple stayed the course, and they have given to New Life, and they are several years into recovery. She used to be one of the women who spoke, but it's possible to heal. I'd love to, if you call back, we'll send you my book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal.
Maybe the call screener has that information. We'll see if we can get that to you.
All right.
You know, before the next caller, I just wanted to remind everybody, September is National Recovery Month. And you can learn more about recovery by visiting liferecoverygroups.com. There's articles, information, how to start and connect with a Life Recovery Group. And as it being Recovery Month, we are going to be doing a Life Recovery Conference, and that's in October. 12 Steps to Happier is what it's called. You don't have to be an addict to be in recovery. So many people think, if I'm not an alcoholic or a drug addict, I shouldn't bother going to these things. But the whole concept of recovery is really a sanctification process. And whether you're in recovery or not, it's great for addiction, but it's also great for life. And so just check that out, too, and call us at 800-NEW-LIFE.
Larry, I think that's one of the most important things that New Life has taught me. I thought some people were broken, the people that are obviously broken, but the rest of us are okay.
Yeah.
But that realization and acceptance that I'm broken too, and I can get help for my brokenness, it's actually freeing, because then we get started on the healing journey, we get community around us, and we start to see the sanctification happen, and it blesses us and those around us too.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Let's see.
Want to go to Sam?
Sure, let's go to Sam. Sam's on line 4 and listens on Sirius XM from Tucson, Arizona. Hello, Sam.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great. How can we help you?
Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm involved with a woman who's married, in the sense that we have become very good friends and have a lot of very, very deep conversations about how unhappy she is in her marriage. So after listening to you guys, I'm assuming that we're having an emotional affair, is what you guys have been talking about. But she has been through numerous things of counseling with her church, with her family, with a therapist, and nothing changes the way this guy is treating her. He's not physically abusing her, but he's mentally abusing her, constantly belittling her, constantly controlling her. If she goes to the store and she takes 5 minutes more than he allows her, in his mind, he's on the phone. Where are you? What are you doing? How come you're not back here? If he calls her at work and she's away from her desk for a second, well, where were you? Why didn't you answer the phone? Well, why did you do this way? What's wrong with you? That's not the way you're supposed to do it. Everything she does just never seems to be right.
So, Sam, what would your question be for us?
What I want to know is there any time in the Christian religion or whatever you guys, however it's phrased, where it's okay to walk away from a situation like this?
For you to walk away?
From the fact that she's married.
For you to walk away,
for her
or for
to
her?
Walk away from him. No, for her to walk away from him, because she does not want to be with him anymore. And it's not to get with me. It's just to get to her life where she's not constantly feeling pressure and frustration and belittled.
Sam, there are a couple of biblical positions about this, that if a spouse is unfaithful, divorce is acceptable. God doesn't want us to divorce, but it's acceptable. And if our spouse abandons us, that's also a biblical reason. But if there's abuse, a separation can be entirely appropriate to put a limit on his toxic behavior with her.
Sam, hold the line. We'll come back and talk to you a little more right after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. And we're talking with Sam. Alice, you've got a thought or two, I think, for Sam.
Well, Sam, we're really glad that our earlier call with Willard struck you. And I hope everybody's listening to this about the danger of an emotional affair and how it can feel like we're saving the person that's in danger, in trouble from their spouse. But Sam, it's a pretense of saving her. I'm sure you help her to feel better. And she looks up to you and you're the good guy in this situation.
Well, he affirms that she's not nuts.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. But you, as you heard earlier, you're actually keeping her stuck. You are not the one to save her in this situation. And the best thing that you could do for her is actually to give her our number so that we can set her up with a therapist who can help her find that right path of whether or not there's reason to reconcile the marriage, or if for her own safety she needs to create a distance for some time. But I don't want you to be the one to help her figure that out, because it will get you stuck in an unholy position, and it's not the best way to love her and care for her.
I want to also recommend the book, The Emotionally Destructive Marriage by Leslie Vernick. So if you are someone who is in an abusive relationship and you need a biblical understanding of how God sees abuse in marriages, that's a great resource.
Good. Well, thank you for that. Okay, Sam, thank you for calling us. We're going to talk to Meg. Meg is in Lubbock, Texas. Oops, I picked the wrong line there. Let me go back. Where is Meg? Meg's on line 5. Okay. Lubbock, Texas, listens on Sirius XM. Hello, Meg. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm 77 years old and raised myself, but came from a very violent home. My mother didn't want me. She used to stay in front of people. She'd been better off. She never had me. So
sorry.
She picked out the man for me that I should marry. And even if it, and I did marry him, not because I wanted to, but because I thought she would love me. I would have probably married Frankenstein if she'd have pointed him out.
Aww.
But I had 5 children, very violent, very, very violent, domestic violence. Married a man much like my biological father. 5 wonderful children, all good, productive people, but they're just so disrespectful to me. And by the way, I did just graduate with my Master in Education in Counseling and Human Development, just got my LPCI license.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
you know,
it's hard to figure it out for myself, but the problem is, I carry so much guilt. I was a good mom. I wasn't a perfect mom. I wrote each one of my children a letter and said, please forgive me for my mistakes. But I think I only heard back from one. But I have a daughter, my baby daughter, my youngest daughter, is a high-functioning alcoholic. And I think she may have a personality disorder, although I don't know for sure. She wears me out. She's 50 years old. She recently called me and said, can you come up here? I just had a hysterectomy. Doctor says I can't be alone. I sent her money because she hasn't been able to work, and got on a plane and went up there. That lasted about 5 days, and she screams and yells at her boyfriend, which brings back my stuff from my childhood. And I've said to her, I can't stay here if this is going to be going on. So then she gets her back up, and you know, and I hear all these bad things about me. But
Meg, when you make a statement like that to her, I need to leave if this continues. Are you able to back that up and leave when her toxic behavior continues?
Oh, absolutely. I'd get my suitcase and go stay with a friend of mine that we've been friends for many years, and I stay with her. Absolutely.
I am so glad you can follow through on it, because when we're in situations like yours where you feel the guilt because of what your children were raised with and what they were exposed to, it can keep us in a cycle of pleasing our children and complying with them and putting up tolerating too much. So it sounds like you've developed some good strength in that area. So you're painting a pretty clear picture for us. What's your question for us, Meg?
My question is, I've gone to where she lives in another state when she's had to have treatment, and she's in remission right now, but I'm always waiting for the other shoe to fall because I can't be around her for very long. Her and her boyfriend are high-functioning alcoholics. I just carry a lot of guilt, but the stress from this, and then she gets mad at me and she won't have anything to say to me. I don't hear from her, and then I wait for the other shoe to fall.
Okay, we're getting short on time.
So I want to say something.
But anyway, I don't know how to live with this stress. I don't know how to have a life of my own.
So Meg, can I share something with you? I want to say this, and I don't know if you can actually absorb this or not, but I want to tell you, my dear, in spite of all you've been through, you've done the best you could do. And you're learning. You are learning. You need a grace card for yourself. You need some compassion for what is still broken in your family. And you need a really good Al-Anon support group. You need to hunker down with a 12-step Al-Anon group, because those of us that have come from severe mental illness, you know, healing doesn't happen in a moment. It doesn't happen in a class. It doesn't happen in a degree. I mean, it happens day to day over time, and I really want you to get that. But I want you to get grace and in Al-Anon, and those two things can guide you.
Thank you for calling, Meg. Sorry we didn't have more time. I want to also encourage you, we have a Finding Freedom workshop this weekend in Texas, in Dallas, and starts off this Friday, September 20th. And that would be an amazing workshop for you.
It would be great for her, because she's really intelligent and listening to her own voice and what she needs and finding God there for her.
I'm telling you, if finances are an issue, I don't want to assume that they are, but if they are, just please tell the person you talk to at our call center.
That Larry said call.
That's right. That I said call and asked for a scholarship application. We don't ever want money to be the reason somebody doesn't come to one of our workshops. And so I can't implore enough that you should come to this workshop. And it might mean moving some things around in your schedule. But if you can get your degree at 77 years old, you can move things around.
Know.
That's right.
I'm amazed by that. So thank you so much for calling. We'll send you Take Your Life Back.
Be a great
thing. I think that'll be a great book. You know, people listen to this program, I think, in part because of what Jesus said in Matthew 5. He said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." And people call us with all kinds of hurt. All kinds of pain. Alice said it early in the program at a break. Boy, these calls are tough today. But people are calling because they want something more. They want something different. They know there's a better way of life. They know that God has something in store for them differently. And so that's why we're here. And that's why people like Sherry and Alice can answer these questions, help you get on the right track. And if you believe in what we do, I would just close the show with a thought. We would love to have you support New Life. It would mean a lot. When you do, we'll give you a copy of Steve's new book, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. It's a book for kids, a script about the Bible, Bible stories. But thank you for being a part of this program. Thank you, Sherry, and thank you, Alice.
You bet.
And if you're on hold, please hold. We'll be here another hour. You can call us at 800-229-3000, and we'll take your calls next hour. So God bless you. We'll be back.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.